Bible study. The two types of wives in the Bible. Understanding Joseph and Mary. Introduction. Modern readers often overlook something significant in Scripture. The Bible reveals two distinct types of wives in ancient Jewish culture. These categories were important for understanding marriage law, purity, covenant, and the story of Joseph and Mary, the earthly parents of Jesus. Many believers assume that engagement and marriage in the Bible worked like modern dating culture. But Scripture paints a very different picture. According to the law of Moses and Jewish tradition in the first century, a woman could be a fully legal wife without the marriage being completed or consummated yet. This truth helps us understand passages that confuse people today, including why Mary is called Joseph's wife before they lived together, why Joseph would need a divorce even though they weren't sexually involved, why adultery laws applied during betrothal, why the angel addressed Joseph as Mary's husband even before the wedding ceremony. Understanding this topic not only strengthens our comprehension of the birth of Jesus, it also deepens our respect for the righteousness and obedience of Joseph and Mary. Today's study will explore the two types of wives in Scripture, biblical examples demonstrating each category, historical context from Jewish marriage customs, how Joseph and Mary perfectly illustrate God's design. Let's begin. Two types of wives in the Bible. The Bible shows two distinct stages of marriage, and in each stage, the woman is already called a wife. These categories are A. A betrothed wife, legally married, not yet consummated. B. A fully married, consummated wife, living together and one flesh. Both were considered legitimate marriages in Scripture, but they were different stages with different expectations. Let's examine each one. A betrothed wife, fully legal, not yet consummated. A betrothal in ancient Jewish culture was not engagement the way we think today. It was a binding marriage covenant, established by agreement and sealed legally. Biblical characteristics of a betrothed wife. She was already called a wife. The man was legally her husband. Breaking the covenant required a divorce. Sexual unfaithfulness was considered adultery. The couple did not live together yet. The marriage was not consummated. Scriptural example. Mary was Joseph's wife before consummation. The Bible clearly says Mary was already Joseph's wife. Joseph was minded to put away his wife secretly. Matthew 1:19, NKJV. But it also says, before they came together, Matthew 1:18, Mary and Joseph were legally married, morally bound, spiritually committed, not yet living together. Not yet sexually united. This proves a biblical category of a betrothed wife. The law supported this. Deuteronomy chapter 22 verses 23 to 24 teaches that a betrothed woman is legally treated as a wife, and adultery during this period carried the full penalty. This shows how seriously God viewed betrothal. Military analogy, explained biblically. This is the perfect way to understand betrothal. A betrothed marriage is like a couple who signs legal marriage papers, but the husband gets deployed immediately. They are legally married, bound by covenant. Husband and wife in the eyes of God and the law. Not yet living together, have not had sex yet. Still two flesh, not one flesh. And yes, even in this situation, to end the marriage, they must go through legal divorce. That is exactly how Joseph and Mary's marriage worked. A fully married, consummated wife. After the betrothal period, the husband would prepare a home, host a wedding celebration, take his wife into the home, consummate the marriage, begin life together. This completed the marriage and fulfilled the one-flesh union described in Genesis 2:24. Scriptural example, Joseph takes Mary fully as his wife. After the angel speaks to Joseph, Scripture says, he took to him his wife, but did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son. Matthew 1:24-25. This means Mary moved into Joseph's home. The marriage reached the second stage. Joseph honored God by abstaining until Jesus was born. This is the fully consummated wife stage. Why these two categories matter spiritually? Understanding the two stages of marriage reveals deeper insight into the righteousness, obedience, and roles of Joseph and Mary. Mary's purity is emphasized. She was a betrothed wife, not a random unmarried teenager. Joseph's righteousness is highlighted. He considered a divorce, not a breakup. Matthew 1:19. That is only required for a legal marriage. Jesus is born into a legitimate covenant. The Messiah enters a home where God's law was honored at every step. The story fulfills prophecy. Isaiah 7:14, a virgin shall conceive. This required a betrothed woman who had not yet consummated the marriage. The Jewish readers understood this deeply. Modern readers often miss the significance, but ancient readers knew exactly what Scripture meant. Summary of the two types of wives in Scripture. Type of wife description, biblical example. Betrothed wife, legally married, not consummated Mary before living with Joseph. Fully married wife, living together, consummated Mary after Jesus' birth. Both were fully lawful marriages in biblical times. Conclusion: the Bible clearly teaches that there were two stages of marriage, and in both stages, the woman was considered a wife. Number one, a betrothed wife. Legally married, covenant established, but not yet consummated. Number two, a fully married wife. Husband and wife living together as one flesh. Understanding this distinction helps us interpret Scripture correctly, especially the birth of Jesus. Mary was not an unwed mother. She was a legally recognized wife throughout the entire process, and Joseph was a righteous man who obeyed God's word at every step. This study reveals the seriousness of covenant in God's design, the purity and faithfulness of Joseph and Mary, the beauty of God fulfilling prophecy with perfect order. May this understanding deepen your love for the Word of God and strengthen your faith in the divine precision behind the birth of Jesus Christ.